What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With a variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Cold on the ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection. Monday. Yes, it is. It's Monday. And my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am your host. It is the fifth day of December of 2005. And we have a guest for you at the bottom of this first hour here. Same guest as I had on Friday. His name is Michael Collins Piper. We did not get to a whole bunch of information that this man had to share about just how profound and how deep our nation and our world has descended into tyranny under the control and criminal activities of the Zionists. And it is interesting to note how many emails from members of the Jewish community I've received, lots of them, ladies and gentlemen, supporting me. I've got two rabbis that have sent me emails. I've got emails from people all over the country and Europe supporting me, and I could not be happier about those emails. Thank you, guys. We do need the support. This is a fight for all of us to take a look at, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't help but listen to one of our other hosts, Bill Deagle, Dr. Bill. He was talking about Nazi control and how the Third Reich still survived and everything. You know, he's not entirely off the mark with this stuff, but you have to understand who built that Third Reich and who built the Napoleon Army and who built – these all came from the same people. What they had hoped to do is create chaos and consolidate power. And they did it under the auspices under this Zionist control, ladies and gentlemen, back in the 1800s into the 1900s into the last century and into this. And we are still looking at the same formula, creating havoc, creating mayhem in the world, and then realigning that mayhem to their own designs. You know, when anybody says it's a Catholic thing with the Black Pope, or it's a Nazi thing with Germans, I ask them to take a look and be rational. Just be rational. Take a look. Do you see any German residents or citizens in the leadership? No, you don't. Do you see any Germans leading the bank, the Federal Reserve? No, you don't. Do you see any Germans controlling our political action committees in the United States? No, you don't. Do you see Germans controlling the information in our university structure? No, you don't. Do you see them controlling the American Medical Association? No, you don't. Where am I going with this? Ladies and gentlemen, you see Zionist Jewish interests controlling all of these organizations. So when you want to put your finger on who's doing these things, you don't have to look any further than who's controlling the organs of power in every major organization in the world. It doesn't matter if you're looking here in Europe or you're looking in the United States. It's the same organization using the same seed money under the same control mechanisms. And we are facing a complete, humankind will be enslaved if we don't affect change, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and I put something on my website, I want to get people away from this madness, this foolishness, this imbecilicness of dark side of the moon cities, alien abduction stuff, shadow rats, remote viewing stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a pile of crud, of crudola. It is hooey. And it is used, and let me tell you why they do this. And there's a lot of sites that mix real news with this alien stuff. Now, what does that serve? It serves to discredit the real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It serves that when they both show up on the same environment in the same place, people from the outside look at it and go, ah, just another wackadoo, a bunch of cuckoo clocks, and they're able to strawman discredit even the factual information. So stop, if you can, stop, if you will, supporting websites that promote this viewing stuff and this cities on the moon stuff and alien autopsies. It is all bullpucky, ladies and gentlemen. It has always been bullpucky. Now, let me tell you, you know, how far I went with this, and because I'm embarrassed even to say it, but I have a friend of mine, PhD, doctorate, 4.0 undergrad, a master's degree 4.0. He's an Indian. He went to school at Princeton University, astrophysics doctorate, specialist in black holes, university professor, doctorate's degree, Princeton. He is a dear friend of mine. I asked him point blank about this stuff, and his response to me made me feel ashamed. He said, "Daryl, have you lost your mind?" And I said, "No." He said, "Why are you asking me something that is absolutely and obviously stupid?" And I sat there thinking to myself, I knew it was bull crap in the first place, and I just wanted to check on what he said. Look, this. What have you been reading? And I told him. He said, "Oh my goodness." He said, "That's madness. That's stupidity beyond the pale, beyond any reason." And he said, "Don't believe that stuff. It's stupidity." And I said, "Okay." And he went down a list of things that absolutely refute all of that crud. And the fact is, why do we have that stuff? Again, it's to discredit the truth about the things we do find out, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, have they done a good job with it. You know, take a look at some of the radio stations that put this malarkey on and whatnot. And what ends up happening, these radio shows, they end up carrying a large number of the public with them. I mean, the millions, in fact. And what happens to us? We lose a member, a possible fighter for the saving of the nation. We are in last throes here, guys. The financial situation is unraveling as we speak. In fact, tomorrow I am honored to have the owner of Genesis on the radio with me tomorrow talking about gold. If you had listened to me just a few months ago, you'd have made 22% on your money so far. And that's only in a matter of months, ladies and gentlemen. This is only the beginning. When I told you it was 420, told you to buy gold, it's now 510. We're only starting this climb, ladies and gentlemen. The financial system's melting down. When we come back, we're proud to bring you more information on this French Connection. We'll never talk about remote viewing on this show. When we come back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back with a vengeance. We are happy today to be bringing you the truth. And, you know, there's an article here on what really happened. It's from Ross Story, about the replacement of Rumsfeld with a Joe Lieberman, senator from Connecticut. Joe Lieberman, his record, his affiliations, and his connections are to Zionist America. And he is the largest single recipient of AIPAC money in the country. Now, you all know from listening to this show and others, AIPAC is the Political Affairs Committee, American-Israeli Political Affairs Committee, and It is the largest single private PAC group in the country. In other words, they've bought off all of our politicians. And we talked Friday about Abramoff being the head of it, and that's the man who had Mr. Atta sending him on some booze cruises on his gambling boats. Well, the biggest recipient of money in the Senate from this group is Mr. Lieberman, and they want to make him our Secretary of Defense. Isn't that special, guys? How much worse do you think it's going to get before we end up getting people to wake up to the reality here? There are no Nazis. There are Zionists in our government. There are no Nazis in the PAC committees. They're Zionists. They happen to come from the same religious affiliation, ladies and gentlemen, sadly. And again, my Jewish friends out there, we're fighting together, and I appreciate your help. We are in league with powerful Jewish forces to stop these people. They are not interested in enslaving America, my friends aren't, and neither are most of the Jewish community. And I'm telling you, you need to be very careful about what you say about Jewish people, because it is not fair to slander a religion. This is not all Jews. It is a select group of criminals, and they are a mafia. They are a worldwide implanted mafia, and they are winning this war against freedom. Now, you and I all know this is happening. We've delineated their power base. We know what's going on with their efforts. We know they've got masses of money being flooded all over the internet to destroy just take a look around you, what kind of crud they got on the internet. There's very few places today and very few people who have not been bought and paid for. And it's not that hard to see who they are when you see what they talk about. Do the smell test. I talked about that so many times. Do the smell test. Use your common sense, that most uncommon of our senses. But use it. You have it. Go with that gut instinct, ladies and gentlemen. You know when you've been being lied to. You know when somebody's pulling your chain. Well, check the chain this time and say, hey, I know who's on the other end of it. It is a Zionist pulling my chain. And generally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, they will hide behind websites, behind, even Christian names they'll change. They do whatever it takes to obfuscate and to confuse, and boy, have they been effective. However, there is an implosion around these folks right now. I believe they are nervous about what we are doing. If there's any indication from the amount of stuff being done to my website and other stuff, it would indicate that they are very, very afraid of this information reaching your ears. It's spreading like wildfire. We've had tens of thousands of downloads of these files from Genesis, and they're sending out piles of the CDs to people, and it's just getting out there, guys. These files are making it into the hands of the right people, and we're spreading a message that Genesis Communications Network is going to be the leader in the world for truth-telling, and the French Connection is going to fight the big fight with you. Now, what are we doing going forward? Today, we have the interview, of course, with Michael Collins Piper, and he's going to start talking about some of the infrastructure and some of the people involved. He may not stay the whole time because he's not feeling all that well. He's been fighting a pretty bad cold. And he told me, actually, yesterday he felt pretty bad. But he said he acquiesced to doing some time with us because he knows just how important this information is that it reach you. Just since Friday, we've been able to get a lot of people to the website. I urge anybody who's interested in finding out more information about any of this stuff to go to IamTheWitness.com, IamTheWitness.com, and read Eric Huffschmidt's articles and read my articles and get a sense of how this fight is shaping up. You know, people have accused me of actually being a socialist because I live in France. How foolish that is. I'm a libertarian, ladies and gentlemen. I've been a registered libertarian in the Libertarian Party for now 19 years, and I believe the smaller the government, the better, which is the antithesis of socialism. So if you read that from some disinformation people, please ignore it because it's just absolute hospucky again. The fact is, what's happening now in the United States is that they are intentionally imploding our economy as we speak. Ford Motor Company is going to shut down 6 plants. They're moving the stuff out of the country. General Motors already moved its operations to India and about 20% of their operations. They're going to move more of it. The nation is going down the tubes, and the American public is fiddling while Washington's burning this time. And the culprits are getting away with it. And for the most part, there's only a handful of people who've woken up to these horrible, horrible people. It is an Israeli, certain elements in Britain, and American conspiracy. They're selling us out. Take a look at the USS Liberty if you want to talk about some of the facts around this. We're going to have a guy on that actually was on the aircraft carrier that supposedly was supposed to protect the Liberty when the aircraft turned around mid-flight while the attack from the Israelis was going on in 1967. They were actually murdering Americans off the coast of Israel and trying to make it look like Egypt did it. Sound familiar? It should. Ladies and gentlemen, the bombing today in Israel was done by the Israeli government to its own peoples. What kind of monsters would do this? Well, you figure it out. Take a look at the kinds of acts they've done. Look at the dancing Israelis and the art students and Abramoff and the insider trading and the people who profited. And, just look at the people who bought the building in advance of this. And look at the money being passed around. Silverstein, who is this guy? And who's the press that's keeping all of the information away from the mainstream people and the mainstream press? Who runs it? Check the names. There are no Germans on that list, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what you need to do is understand that that Germany was financed by these same forces, and there are elements outside of the Zionist movement that are working with them, chiefly useful idiots as well as people who profited from working with them. But how far is it going to take us to disinform or misinform people about Black Pope malarkey and Nazis running the country? The Nazis aren't doing it, guys. Take a look at the names of people who are doing it. Wolfowitz. not a Nazi guy. He's a Zionist. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we have Michael Collins Piper. Let's fight the big fight together.
You like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt weight loss system. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
Scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel hot?
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We are back with a vengeance. We have a wonderful guest coming up just in about 10 seconds here. His name is Michael Collins Piper. He's been struggling with a terrible cold, and I want to thank him with all my heart for coming on today. He was on Friday. He was getting the cold on Friday, and he's got it in full force today. Michael, are you okay?
Well, I'm able to talk.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a little bit of honey and lemon helps, you know?
Well, you know, you have some powerful words, so we got to preserve your ability to talk, Michael.
Well, that's right. I know there's a lot of people out there that would be very pleased to see me silenced, but I think I can struggle for an hour or so.
Well, let's talk about right away about, you know, where we left off last time, and I just, you know, I talked for the first half hour about some of the origins of the Nazi era and some of the origins of Napoleon. We happen to know that Zionism was seed money for these organizations, and I was wondering if you ever found in your research that how some of the financing of World War II was done through these organizations.
Well, what's kind of interesting regarding the Zionist connection to World War II, the history magazine, the Barnes Review, for which I contribute periodically, had a very interesting piece in the last issue talking about the collaboration between the Zionist organizations and the Nazi elite. And, you know, this is a very uncomfortable subject from a variety of angles, but the fact is it's very, very well documented that the Zionist movement did, in fact, collaborate very closely with the Nazis. The odd thing about it is, and this is why a lot of well-meaning people just simply don't understand this. They say, well, you know, the legend of history tells us that the Nazis really hated the Jews and wanted to get rid of them, and did, in fact, get rid of them. And therefore, one would find it very difficult to understand how the Nazis would work with the Jews and vice versa. Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the best books on the subject is by Lenny Brenner, and his last name is spelled B-R-E-N-N-E-R. He's an American Jewish writer who's been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And his book is 51 Documents. That's the name of it. 51 Documents.
Yeah.
Zionist Collaboration with the Nazis. And in this book, he takes, he dissects this whole history and basically shows, through published documents that have been around for a long, long time, that the Zionists and the Nazis collaborated for one specific reason. They had one thing in mind that was in total agreement. The Nazis wanted to get the Jews out of Europe, and the Zionists wanted to get the Jews out of Europe and everywhere else to settle in Palestine. So there was this deal with the devil, so to speak, wherein the Nazis were actually working with the Zionists, and a lot of this is something else too. What a lot of people don't know is that when the Germans instituted that policy of the Jews in Germany wearing the yellow star,
mm-hmm.
that was strongly encouraged by the Zionist movement, because in fact it has been said that Zionist leaders actually proposed that idea to Joseph Goebbels, who was the propaganda minister in Germany, who ordered that policy, because They felt that the more the Jews were separated from the rest of the German people, that it would make Palestine more appealing to the Jewish people. So basically, you had this strange alliance between the Nazis and the Zionists that that a lot of people don't like to admit, but which was very much in place. So, you know, after World War II, Hitler was defeated, the State of Israel was founded. You know, a lot of people would say that in many respects, Adolf Hitler was the spiritual godfather of the State of Israel, because if it wouldn't have been for the policies carried out by the Hitler government, a lot of Jews would have not left Europe for Palestine, and then later there wouldn't have been this emotional backing for the State of Israel that exists today because of the tragedies of World War II.
Well, I've got to tell you that similar tactics have been instituted here in France in the last 15 years, where there have been agent provocateurs caught from Israel defacing Jewish cemeteries and trying to stir up hatred between Arab North Africans and Jews to try to get an exodus of the Jewish community from France.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, I can. Some years ago, the organization of Jews from Arabic states had a conference here in Washington, and one of their speakers, Mr. Gilotti, I can't remember his first name. His last name is Gilotti. You could probably find some references to him on the Internet. He was an Iraqi Jew. He has spoken and written of events that took place in Iraq back in the mid-1950s, wherein the Israelis were trying to get Iraqi Jews to resettle in Israel. So they went into Iraq and orchestrated acts of terrorism and violence against Jews, their own people, in Iraq, to scare them and to get them to move to Israel. So this is something that's unfortunately not uncommon. And there's frankly, if you someone could probably sit down and write a whole book about these kind of provocations in many places and many times throughout recent history.
Now, why is it that that the Jewish community is so poorly informed about all this? Are they as poorly informed as the rest of America?
Well, you know that's an interesting point. You know, Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, who I mentioned on the last program, Dr. Lilienthal has described Zionism as a cult. And it happens to be a reigning cult within Judaism today. And, you know, this is the thing. You know, not all Muslims are fundamentalist extremists. So, you know, the actual fundamentalist extremist element within Islam is actually probably 0.1% of all Muslims, and there are many Muslims throughout the world, just as the Zionist cult within the Jewish community is relatively small in number, but perhaps more powerful than one might expect from those numbers. It just so happens that many who are part of this cult happen to be very wealthy and very influential. But frankly, I wouldn't say that the average American Jew, if you cornered him or her in the street corner and really started discussing these questions of Israel and the power of Zionism in America today, you know, all they're thinking about is trying to figure out how to pay the mortgage. They're not thinking about how can we advance Israel's power? How can
we
expand Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates?
Well, you know, you're right, because most of my friends and most of my friends happen to be Jewish in New York, and they don't subscribe to any of this nonsense. They really don't, Michael.
Yeah, I of all the people who I know who are Jewish, who I would count as friends, probably only one of about maybe roughly 20 people who I would consider, you know, friends or more than just casual acquaintances I know who are Jewish, probably only one out of 20 is really that enthusiastically committed to the State of Israel. So that's even, you know, that's a very small percentage.
Well, when we come back, we got a question from Renee in North Carolina. We're going to take that question. We're going to be right back with Michael Collins Piper, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere.
face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We are back. Here we go again. We have more information for you on the French Connection. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on the fifth day of December 2005. My guest is Michael Collins Piper. I'm going to take a call, Michael, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure, please. Yeah.
Renee, in North Carolina, you're with us. You got a question for Mike?
Yeah. Now, this is the deal. I agree with what you're saying. In the struggle for power of the people who seek power at the top of the pyramid of any group, it looks like the Jews are winning. Okay, the Zionist Jews, like I said, because I'm not talking about all Jews. But this is the deal. Because people do these things, we have people entrusted to supposedly stand up and fight people who do wrong. We have a military branch, and we have a judicial branch. On CNN the other day, I heard them report on CNN that top military were afraid to tell the president the truth because they're afraid it would jeopardize their career. And then that's all they said. I'm thinking, hello, they took an oath. Okay, to defend the country from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And if they're thinking about their career instead of the boys underneath them that are dying, they've committed treason. Hello, hello. And then if you also think about it, yes, there's some bad things going on, but some of the people most guilty of wrongdoing are the legal frat boys of the judicial system, because this is also their job. It's their job. It's what they say they are there for. It is between these two groups. This is who is not doing their job and allowing it to happen. So although I agree with you, on the other hand, I think a lot of blame needs to go to the military and the judicial and legal front boys because of them letting this happen. And they have betrayed us, and they have also broken their oaths.
Well, thanks, Renee, for that question, and I'm going to let Michael answer it. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I have to say that I'm in a 100% agreement with Renee in terms of the facts that she's laid out. It is true that the military has not followed its sworn oath of fighting all enemies, foreign and domestic, because it's the military above all who knows what a fraud this war in Iraq is. For example, that's. I'm glad she put her finger on this very issue because this issue of the war cuts right to the core of what we're talking about. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that Renee brings this up because just today I was reading the Washington Post, and there's this interview with General Tommy Franks, who led the war, you know, and so forth. Well, you know, General Franks was against the war. This is a point that's often forgotten. Even though General Franks did his duty when ordered by the commander-in-chief and led the troops in combat, the fact is General Franks had counseled against the war, saying it was a war he didn't think we should fight. Well, now General Franks is retired, and he's written a book, and he's out on the lecture circuit and making big bucks getting publicity from the media. And I read in the newspaper today that General Tommy Franks says our troops will come home when it is over there. Nobody said it was going to be easy. He says, I get emotional talking about it. Well, General Frank should get emotional talking about it because he knew the war was wrong in the first place and counseled against it, and then when ordered to fight it, did fight it. And now that he's out of it and is no longer under the thumb of the commander-in-chief, he should be out there saying, well, yes, I led the troops, but I was against it.
How did they bottle us up in such an unbelievable way, Michael? I know it's taken generations. I know that the McCarthy era hearings were onto something. I know that there was a nest of criminality within the Zionist Jewish elements in our government, and we didn't extinguish the fire. It reignited and burned us out. It burned us out. They've got control almost over everything.
Well, you know, it's Renee also mentioned the legal system. I wouldn't count on attorneys. I would have to maybe disagree with Renee there. I wouldn't count on our attorneys stepping up to the plate and doing anything to stop this corruption because this corruption is endemic to the system, and this system has enriched attorneys. So it's kind of a two-headed snake, and each head is swallowing the other, I guess. I don't know how to put it, but the whole system has made it possible. And, you know, since World War II, I suppose, I can't think of any major figures in Congress. There have been a few here and there back prior to World War II, we had a lot of people in Congress in both political parties who were highly independent, who are not afraid to stand up and speak the truth. Today in Congress, you know, we have a few people like Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and Congressman Ron Paul, but they are few and far between. And it's basically now up to a handful of people supported by, handful of good people in government, in the CIA, in the FBI, in the government agencies, supported by people outside like us, those of us who have one form or another to speak out, you know, to try to support the good people. And that's why, you know, we had Congressman Murtha. We talked about this before. Congressman Murtha was not speaking for John Murtha. He was speaking for the U.S. military. These guys in the military who are afraid of losing their jobs and who are afraid of losing their promotions, because if they do speak out, they know they can get their heads cut off.
Well, there isn't going to be a country to be protecting soon if they don't stop it.
No, well, this is why, I don't know, in the last few years, I have heard more and more people say it's time for a military coup, frankly.
Well, when we come back, we've got a short segment, and then we're going to give Michael a chance after that segment to take a hot tea and lemon break. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we have more questions for Michael Collins Piper.
Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The NutraMedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID, and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the new world disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time only on GCN.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back and going to get right back into this conversation we've been having with my friend and wonderful informer of the truth here, Michael Collins Piper. Michael, let's talk first of all about your books. Why don't you give the list of the books that you've written and how people can get them?
Well, I've written three books of consequence, I suppose. The first one is Final Judgment. That's subtitled The Missing Link in the JFK Assassination Conspiracy. And for those who are not frightened by the concept, I will say right up front that it does put forth the theory that Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad, was involved along elements of U.S. intelligence and organized crime in the assassination of President Kennedy, specifically because President Kennedy was desperately trying to stop Israel from building the nuclear bomb, a point that was not well known in 1963. There's that book. That's been the book for which I'm best known, but two other books that have come since then have been The High Priests of War. And that was indeed the very first book in the lead-up to the Iraq War and the days that followed, describing the history of this neoconservative network that plugged us into the Iraq War, this neoconservative gang, and I think they are rightly called the high...
The crazies in the basement?
The crazies are no longer in the basement. They're in the control room running things.
Yeah.
And then my third little book, which just came out, which has done pretty well, I have to say, and it is called The New Jerusalem. And it is a candid, upfront look at Zionist power in America, just how much power the Zionists have accumulated in a lot of areas, who they are, and some of the most powerful families, and where their money comes from and what they do with their money. And
well, we're going to talk about that after our top of the hour break, because I promised to give names to people last show, and we didn't have an opportunity to do that. I want people to become familiarized, Michael, with who's doing this to us. But why don't you give out the phone number and the way they can get those?
Yeah, the best place to go, if people are on the Internet, they can go to the website of American Free Press, and it's that's the publisher of these books. It's AmericanFreePress.net, AmericanFreePress.net. And there is an 800, an 888 toll-free number they can call during regular business hours, 8 to 8 Eastern time. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. And they can order any of my books there, or they can get a subscription to American Free Press, the weekly newspaper that I write for on a pretty periodic basis. So,
well, you know, here's some of the stuff I want to get into in our second half hour. The truth is that we are fighting a very well-organized, very well-financed group here. And it's not an American group. It's an international group. And I'm hello.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
And I want to give the people an idea of how it works internationally, and some of the people who are involved at the highest levels and at the operational levels in the United States, because we need to start putting names and faces to the people who are doing this to us, so we know who the enemy is. Because know thy enemy as thyself. And the fact is, I don't think most Americans are even aware of who the enemy is. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Michael Collins Piper is going to do us all the greatest of favors by identifying as many people as we can. But before that, we've got the fake news, and he's going to have a cup of honey and lemon tea. And hopefully we'll have a great second half of this interview. Stick with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are you...